joining us in the studio. Stoked to have a guy I've talked about on the air a bunch. And, you know, we have our fighters here in Philadelphia. But in the UFC world, I try to think of a lot. There's certainly a lot of MMA fighters in this town. A lot of gyms have popped up, and there's a lot of people, you know, converting that. But now we have a true champion competitor. And he will be the champion. I'm sure he'll say that in a minute. But we're talking to Eddie Alvarez, straight out of Kensington. I don't know if I'd say that. Why not? Eddie, thanks for coming in.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, it's great. So you have the fight coming up, UFC 178. Now, when I first saw this matchup, because obviously I was monitoring the whole, we'll get into that a little bit if you want, but I know you probably don't want to because it's over. It's like history, the lawsuit stuff and the Bellator and getting over to UFC. But I've kind of been monitoring this, just waiting for it to happen. To be honest, I lost track of it a little bit because it was going on so long. You know, you're wanting to get to the UFC and the offer and all that. So now you get this shot, and I'm like, man, it's going right up against Cerrone to start off. I mean, there's no warm-up here. I mean, you're going for a title. In my eyes, it's a title fight almost at this point this coming weekend.
Yeah. There's no sense in getting warmed up. You know, we jump right into the fire. I've been doing this 10, 11 years. I fought some of the best guys in the world outside of the UFC organization, and I'm confident in what I'm capable of doing, and I think the matchup is a testament to, you know, I'm pretty confident that I can do well in this division, and I'm not here to take any easy matchups. I feel like I do better against the more dangerous guys, so bring on the most dangerous guys in the division, let me take them out, and show these fans that I'm new to what I can do.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to make a huge statement, your victory this Saturday, UFC 178 against Cerrone. Because, I mean, like I said, on that card, I look at this as a title fight. I look at this because it's going to send shockwaves to the division, you know, when you win this fight.
Yeah, man. I think a lot of these guys, they're a little more popular than I am. They have a little more recognition.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to have my coming out party because I feel like I know something that some of these fans don't. And I'm excited to let them know about it.
Yeah, we're going to also represent Philly pretty strong. And you're going to, you know, Philly, obviously the rep of the fight town. I got to ask this, though. Is it a violation to put the Rocky statue in a chokehold?
I don't know, man.
A little bit of a violation. I saw on your Twitter today. First off, I don't know how you did that in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Because I go by that all the time. I'll ride my bike over there, and there's people on the Rocky statue 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you got away with putting the Rocky statue in a chokehold in the middle of the day.
Look, Rocky should know. Look, Rocky's he's a pure boxer. That's obvious. He should not have his hands in his hair. He was defenseless. So I went after it. I'm an opportunistic, and I went after it. And I seen an opportunity, and I attacked. And if he was a real figure, I think he would have tapped.
Dang! Well, listen, I never saw his hands go down to a tap.
Yeah.
All I saw in the picture on your Twitter was a chokehold on a defenseless Rocky trying to please tourists to come here and get a picture with him. And Eddie Alvarez comes up and chokes the statue from behind. Might be a little bit of a violation, Philly style, Kensington style.
I think we get more visitors with if I was in bronze behind them in a chokehold, if they just bronze me. So, you know, me and Rocky can share the recognition there.
Hmm. Well, we'll take that to debate here on the phone line, 888-729-9494. And you go to Eddie's Twitter to see the pictures.
It's at E. Alvarez Fight, the Twitter, at E. Alvarez Fight.
The pictures of this abhorrent act on the Rocky steps over in Philadelphia. So, and getting into that a little bit, like you said, you grew up in Kensington. You were a wrestler. What drew you to MMA over pure boxing?
That's an interesting question because there was boxing gyms on every corner where I grew up, especially when I was young. Everyone had the different teams. There was Ramblers, Front Street Boxing Gym, Harrogate Boxing. It was a number of boxing gyms, and we had gym wars, you know, when we were little. But when I got into wrestling in high school, that sort of took me out of the realm of boxing and more into the combat sports and just being competitive, you know, just having that competitive drive, wanting to compete, wanting to work hard, and that combat sports really drove me. So that's sort of where I went.
Yeah. And now you live in Florida because you're training with the Black Zillions down there in Florida, right? So you live there full time now, or what are you doing?
I never like to call myself a resident of Florida.
Right?
I'm from Philadelphia, man. Born and raised. I have Philly in my veins. So I'm there temporarily to work, and then when my job's done, I'm gonna take this title. I'm gonna bring it back here to Philly. I'm gonna defend it, and I'm coming back right to my house in the Northeast. And
yeah,
I'm going nowhere.
I will actually campaign for a parade down Broad Street with your belt, because we're not going to probably have another parade for quite some time with the way the sports have gone. I don't see a Phillies parade coming anytime soon, or a Sixers. They're trying to lose. Maybe our Eagles, though, we can get a combo parade down Broad Street with you.
Hey, I'm in for it, man. I'd be more than happy to throw something on it. The Eagles aren't doing too bad, so man, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that continues to go well.
That being said, did you see the game yesterday?
I've been doing media the last couple of days and been on some planes, so I haven't got a chance, but I heard it was a good game. I heard there was a fight.
That's what I'm talking about. So Jason Peters, Nick Foles gets a cheap shot, a clear cheap shot, and Jason Peters goes after the entire Redskins organization on the sideline, which was beautiful, the lineman, and he had his face. What tip would you give not only to Jason Peters, but to just people out there? I'm not asking you how to beat the crap out of anybody. I'm saying maybe self-defense move or something to the listeners out there. If you're faced with a couple people, and growing up in Kensington, I'm sure this happened to you sometimes. What's a good move, or what's something you could say that somehow you could describe on the radio?
The absolute best thing when you're faced with a couple of people is you attack the biggest guy first, and most people would think the opposite, but sometimes you knock the biggest guy down, the rest of them run. So you're rolling the dice, but you also don't have, you'll never get blindsided by the biggest guy, because you're looking them dead in the eye. So in my old, you know, when I was younger and stupider than I am now, I would always, you know, I'd always roll the dice. I'd always punch the biggest guy in the face first. I knew I wasn't going to get snuck by him, and I knew I was looking at him. So I took my shot that way.
We're talking to Eddie Alvarez, fighting at UFC 178, fighting Donald Cerrone. Huge, monstrous fight. And implications for the lightweight division. It's this Saturday, the fight. It's my opinion, it's a title fight coming up. And speaking of fighting in Kensington, so I'm watching the UFC countdown, and you said when you were 16, you're in a fight, and none of your friends jumped in, but your wife jumped in. And that's how you knew you were going to marry this woman.
Absolutely, man. She wears her emotions on her sleeve, and, you know, it was kind of just to see something like that. You know, a couple of my friends, they were nervous, they were afraid. we got into it. I was young. Like I said, I made a lot of bad decisions when I was younger. I'm making better ones now, thank God. But, my wife jumps in, and, you know, I kind of look her in the eye in the face of all this chaos, and I think to myself, I think I'm going to marry this girl.
I'd say it'd be pretty cool if you proposed right there. Blood, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, will you marry me?
Yeah.
I'll have children and stuff. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, she's the best chick, man, to have in my corner. You know, I said I feel like we had to move to Florida to sort of a different environment where we're around champions 24/7.
Yeah,
and she was like, "Hey, anything for this goal." She's a with it. And we moved me and my three boys. We're out in Florida now, and
wow,
we're going after it. We're trying to become number one in the world.
Right on. And so you go through Cerrone. And like I said, this is for people that aren't a UFC fan. This is one to get this weekend. Not only are you supporting Eddie Alvarez, our Philly fighter, but this is a matchup. It's a title fight, essentially. If you don't know much about Donald Cerrone, he's won his last four in convincing fashion. And you saw his fight in AC. A month ago, I think it was, against Jim Miller.
I was there front row.
Another local guy, another North Jersey guy, he is. Yeah. So another local guy, great fight. You know, what's your, you know, game plan going in to stop a guy who's an awesome kickboxer, and, you know, he finishes fights, you know?
Yeah, you know, Donald has a 90% finishing ratio. I think I have around, I don't know if he has 90, I have a 90% finishing ratio. He also has it's pretty much up there, maybe 80% finishing ratio. So the chances of this fight actually going to decision are, you know, they're slim to none.
Send the judges home. Send them out to the snack bar.
Slim to none, and Slim's on vacation right now. So I don't think this is going to the judges. I'm going to take some serious risk. I think he is too. And we're going to put it on for the fans. I have every intention of coming out of this one unscathed, and I want to finish early. So it's going to be a high-paced, violent fight, and we're going to get after it.
Yeah, I can't wait. UFC 178 is this Saturday, and it's our Philly guy. Kensington represent, even though he's in the FLA for a little bit, just to enjoy some sunshine and train with those guys. What that again for that UFC fans the sport, and just to review Eddie Alvarez alone, you're fighting, you know, Rashad Evans down there. It's funny because Rashad Evans kind of started this gym just because of kind of the weird beef with John Jones and training with him when he had to fight him, and now this gym has become, you know, one of the preeminent gyms in mixed martial arts out of a need just to get away and train alone for the John Jones fight that he had to do.
He did. Him and a couple other guys, you know, I had Danilo Vilford, it was John Jones, Mike Johnson. There was a couple guys who were involved in the birth of the Black Zillions,
yeah.
But it exploded. We have 40 and 50 guys. It's a meat grinder there every day. It's highly competitive, and it just makes for an environment where you improve every single day. It's impossible if you're not in that gym training to not improve. So I'm blessed to be there. We have the best coaches in the world, best management, best facility. I can't find an excuse to lose a fight. I can't. It would be clearly my fault.
Yeah.
So
if you could, oh, good. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, if you could fight anybody in the world, living or dead, who would you fight? That's kind of the Fight Club question I like to ask that.
Oh, who would I fight?
Not be a fighter. I'm talking about anybody on Earth. Anybody in the history of the world. Entertainment.
Oh.
Could be anything.
Who would I go after? I don't know, man. I don't pick fights, but, you know, who... Let's say Don King, the by far scummiest, sleaziest promoter of all times. I don't like promoters like that. I had a bad taste in my mouth with promoters who don't do right by fighters, so I'd say maybe someone like Don King, someone like that.
You could have said Justin Bieber, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
but Don King had to get a good answer to it, too.
Yeah.
And finally, like, you know, what's your advice, since Ron in Philly, you're from Philly, you really made it up from Kensington to now being at a UFC title chance. And obviously, like you said, Philly's a fight town, whether it's boxing or MMA. What would be your advice to just young, you know, even kids out there listening or parents with a kid on wanting to get in the sport and, you know, ways to go about it? Like, you know, any kind of advice you can give.
I just think a lot of people out there look at their current situation and they sort of make excuses of why they're at in their life, you know, because of that. I think we're all given the same resources. Some people say, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. We're all given the same resources as we're all given the same amount of time here on Earth. We're all given the same amount of time, and it's what you do with that time. It's not necessarily how much money we have or what's going on. So what you do with that time is valuable, and I think if you make the right choices and live day by day, dedicated to whatever it is you love to do, that – you know, it just sort of comes, man. Little baby steps and your goals sort of, they align. And that's what happened for me. It didn't happen overnight, but it's been a long, hard road, and we're here now, and we're ready to take advantage of this opportunity.
How are you going to get out of here without eating a cheesesteak somewhere in town here?
I've been on a pretty strict diet for about a month. I have no desire to eat anything like that. But as soon as this fight's over, I'm gonna eat whatever's in sight. So yeah, I might have to make a trip back to Philly to head that to Steve Prince's Steaks or whatnot.
I was gonna say, what's your joint? That's the one you're heading to.
Steve Prince's Steaks is where I go, man.
Right.
But
on.
If anybody's not able to make it to Vegas for the fight, we're having the official fight party at the Field House. Right around the corner.
Right
not
on,
far
I've been
at
there
all.
For that, yeah.
It's at the Field House. It's a Saturday, and people should head over there. We have the walkout shirts, autographs, everything, so.
And they got some slamming hot bartenders in there, too.
Yeah, is that right? I haven't been there.
Come
really
on, I know you're married, but you're not dead. Come on. You've noticed the girls behind the bar, right?
Yeah.
All right, Eddie Alvarez, UFC 178 is this Saturday, so watch it there. You know, get the pay-per-view. And I'd love to get to Vegas for this, but I can't get out of town for Vegas. That'd be awesome. Eddie, thanks so much for, you know, really repping Philly strong. We're all rooting for you. Kick Donald Cerrone's ass, and then get the title after that.
Thank you, man. I just want to thank the fans of Philadelphia, my fans, my friends, my family. They're with me on this journey for a long, long, long time. They were there buying my shirts, supporting me, cheering, going nuts, you know. And this is for the fans of Philadelphia. This is for the guys who followed me from the very beginning. So I'm excited. I'm ready. And tune in. September 27th, the co-main event, me and Donald Cerrone.
Hell yeah. Eddie Alvarez, thank you, my man.
Thank you.